You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
If you know anything about South African and African businesses, you'll know that a lot of them are family-owned or family-founded businesses. Most of them, the likes of Dis-Chem, start out as an endeavor between various members of a family with a founder. Pick and Pay is another example. And along the way, the business gets a little bigger and a little bigger. And before you know it, it is a business that services multiple regions and multiple areas. Interestingly enough, when these businesses look to operate, typically they have found difficulties operating beyond South Africa's borders if they don't have the right infrastructure in place. Thankfully, Standard Bank has a solution for this. Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking has launched just today, a couple of hours ago, in fact, the latest offering for their clients from the Standard Bank Mauritius business. I'm joined on the line by Oscar Seziba, who is Head of Business Banking Coverage at Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, to take a look at this. Oscar, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Take us through the latest product launch and why Mauritius?
Thank you so much, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. We are extremely excited about launching our offerings in Mauritius. Mauritius is in the continent. It's a well-established economy with really competitive advantages for African businesses that want to operate in these established markets. I think generally you find that, you know, our clients in the continent had to go across continents to go and do these type of businesses. I think, you know, Mauritius does give a platform for African businesses to have really top of the market services, international services, that gives them a stable environment to operate, strong current support in terms of dealing with some of the challenges we face in the continent. But really, it's really focused on taking our clients into these well-established international finance centers that is now available in our own continent. And that's really what is exciting for us. And these are some of the key benefits that Mauritius provide to our African businesses that wants to go globally, leveraging our own international finance center.
Oscar, when we look at the South African businesses, or the African businesses rather, as you said, that look to expand and look to enter into global territories, what are some of the considerations from a support perspective and from a needs perspective that Standard Bank is looking to service here?
Let me probably some of the key benefits is that Mauritius is a gateway, to engage in international trade and investment, provides a much more stable, well-regulated, that supports business growth and wealth protection. The macroeconomic is stable in Mauritius compared to some of the markets we have, and it does address some of the macroeconomic challenges that most of our clients that operate in the continent experiences, such as the significant currency devaluations, inflationary pressures, liquidity challenges that are experienced by many, many businesses that are trying to do business. And all of these challenges negatively impact the operations of our clients in a range of sectors. So when we look at Mauritius, it serves as that strategic hub for African businesses to protect their wealth, give them access to working capital in midst of all of these challenges that are faced by most businesses that come from our continent.
A very interesting innovation from the continent's leading bank, that is Standard Bank. Thank you so much, Oscar, for the time and for the insights. That's Oscar Seziba, who is the Head of Business Banking Coverage at Standard Bank Corporate and Business Banking, joining me to reflect on their latest introduction into the market, or their latest offering to the market, for family-owned businesses and local corporates looking to expand globally.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.